God changed his mind. We often listen to the story of Jonah, and I know you all heard it when you were in Sunday school about how the fish, the whale, swallowed Jonah when he wanted to run away and not do God's will. And then the fish spat him out and he finally got the message. I think I want to pass on that lesson if I could and not go be swallowed by a whale in order to get the message. That sounds like not much fun. But he finally got the message and he went to Nineveh and he prophesied. Why didn't he want to go? Because he was afraid. Because prophets bringing bad news were frequently not welcome. Prophets bringing bad news were often did not survive the delivery of their message. But he went and he delivered the message, and to his surprise, the people repented. To Jonah's surprise, the people said, "Oh, he's right. We've been bad. Let's repent. Let's say we're sorry and cover ourselves with sackcloth and ashes." This was a way of saying, "Oh Lord, I am not worthy of the wonderful things you have given me." I'm glad we don't do that anymore too. Boy, that must itch. Sackcloth and ashes? Burlap bags? No, I don't look forward to that one. Jonah delivered his message and the people repented and God showed them mercy. He changed his mind and did not bring catastrophe upon them. You know what Jonah did? He got upset. Why did Jonah get upset? You remember the end of the story? Because he said, "Now people will think I'm not a good prophet because you didn't destroy Nineveh." He was more worried about his reputation than he was about that whole city, 3 days' walk across, full of people and their imminent destruction. Are we ever like Jonah? Sometimes. God gives us a job and we get scared. "Oh, I can't do that. That's beyond my ability. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to get up in front of people. I don't know how to go there and do what he's calling me to do. I'm going to go over here." And then what happens? We turn our back on God's call. We turn our back on God's blessing. Bad things happen to people who don't do what God says. Maybe you won't get swallowed up by a whale, but you certainly won't be blessed the way we want to be. We turn away from his presence. We turn away from his presence. We turn our back on God. When we turn our back on God, God still loves us, but he can't give anything to us. He can't bless us. He can't do good things for us because we're going the other way. We've turned our back on him. Jonah repented, returned to the job that God had given him. He got a second chance. Why did he get a second chance? Because the people in the boat who threw him into the ocean asked God not to condemn them because of what he had done. And so he got a second chance because somebody else prayed for him. Interesting, huh? Our prayers can avail much. And so he got a second chance to go to Nineveh, and he went, and he prophesied, and they agreed with him. How dare they? What? You guys are going to repent and get down on your knees and say you're sorry? And then God's going to bless you? Wait a minute. I came here to prophesy your destruction and you're not going to get destroyed. What are people going to think of me? They're going to think I'm not a very good prophet. Wow. Do we get so wrapped up in what people think of us, that we're willing to let a whole city be destroyed? I hope not. I don't think so. But sometimes we get a little wrapped up in ourselves. We forget that God has the right to choose. He sends us to share the message. The people that we're sharing the message with have an opportunity to repent or not. Sometimes they won't repent. Is that our fault? Nope. We're the messenger. We're like Jonah. We're asked to go and deliver the message. We're asked to go and say what God's word is. We're asked to go and tell people what God wants. We're asked to go and show people how to live a godly life. We are not required to make them. They are not required to hear. And when they do hear, it's not our fault. I share the message with you, but whether you get it or don't, it's not my fault. I'm doing God's work up here the best I can. Well, I hope I'm doing the best I can. Sometimes I feel like I'm not very good at it. About the time I think I did a terrible job of preaching, somebody will come up to me and go, "Oh, that was so wonderful. That was really what I needed to hear." And I'll go, "Well, it must have been him because I don't even know what I said." Amen. All the time. God is good. He gives us the opportunity. We get to choose. Will we repent and be forgiven and survive, or will we not and be punished and maybe die? It's up to us. I don't think I want to wait. I don't think I want to go to someplace else when God calls me to go to Nineveh. I don't think I want to think about it when someone comes and says they're bringing a message from God and God has said that if I don't do something, I'm going to die. Not just this world, but for eternity. I think maybe I'd want to listen to that. I think maybe I'd want to change my ways. I think maybe I'd want to say I'm sorry for what I've done and ask for forgiveness. Because that's what they meant by putting on sackcloth and ashes. God, I'm sorry for what I've done. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Why are those words so hard to say? Because our pride gets in the way. We don't want to admit that we made a mistake. We don't want to admit that we went down the wrong road. We don't want to admit that we did something stupid or mean or foolish. But we all do them. If we can't admit them, we can't be forgiven for them. If we can't repent, we can't be saved. That's hard. Salvation's not hard. It's the repentance part that's tough. In the Old Testament, you even hear prayers for, "God, forgive me of the sins that I have forgotten about. Just in case there's something out there that I forgot. Please." Maybe we should pray more of those. I suspect I've forgotten a few. I suspect I've forgotten a lot. Without repentance, there can be no forgiveness. Without forgiveness, there can be no salvation. Without repentance, we cannot have a relationship with God. We cannot be blessed by God because we're turning our back on God. You ever get a gift when you turned your back on the person who was given it? Doesn't happen. They'd be putting it back in their pocket. God loves us. God wants to gift us. God wants to bless us. God wants us to be in His kingdom, in His family, walking with Him, talking with Him, sharing with Him, in communion with Him. And we turn our back. "Oh God, I don't want to do that." What would happen if your kid said that? "No, Dad, I don't want to do that." Pow, I don't want it to happen to me. God reaches out to us, sends messengers to us, puts billboards up for us. We get email, TV, radio, people telling us all the time, we're not doing right, we need to repent, the end is near. And we go, oh yeah. That's just that crazy guy on the corner. Yeah. It doesn't take much, but it's not always easy to say, I'm sorry. I've made mistakes. Please forgive me. And mean it. But without it, God's still waiting. God's waiting for us to hear His voice, to hear His message, to repent of our sins and ask for His forgiveness so that He can bless us beyond our expectations, perhaps even beyond our understanding. The whole city of Nineveh was about to be destroyed. And one man brought them the message. And what did they do? Well, golly, they repented and were saved. Can't we do the same?